should have slammed the door, changed the lock, and said adios to my selfish heart. Tore it apart and left me alone. Don't know why you were patient, wasting good saving on me. Oh, now I believe. Maybe angels don't always have.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. All along the eastern seaboard, high winds and flooding in some areas in New York City. ABC's Janice Yu on Long Island.
City officials say they are prepared for any damage, any help that residents may need, but definitely a windy morning out here. If you are commuting, keep that in mind. Make sure you're slowing down. Again, we saw a lot of people speeding on the road. Slow down. Take it easy.
That storm causing hundreds of delays and cancellations of flights during a very busy travel period the week before Christmas. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin expected to press Israel to wind down major combat operations in Gaza. He has traveled to Israel this week. France, the UK, and Germany all joining global calls for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. White House and Senate negotiators expected to continue talking today, trying to reach a deal on border security as Donald Trump echoed Nazi rhetoric over the weekend, saying immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. This is ABC News. In Texas, an urgent manhunt for an escaped inmate sentenced to life in prison for abusing a child. Authorities say Robert Yancey broke out of a prison near Houston on Sunday. He was last seen in a white Nissan, possibly with a woman behind the wheel. With a week to go before Christmas, today is the deadline to adopt a Dear Santa letter. The U.S. Postal Service running Operation Santa for more than a century now. But a word of warning from ABC's Brad Milkey.
What's weird is as you click through all these letters, almost all of them seem to ask for iPhones, computers, gaming consoles. Some kids want these things, of course, but could some of these just be coming from adults who want free stuff? A few years ago, some postal workers were busted for submitting their own letters to the program, but the Postal Service says no one should feel pressure to send expensive gifts. A response from Santa, they say, or the donation of a special skill is a win.
Last year, folks adopted more than 25,000 letters, sending more than 18,000 packages to needy kids. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's most powerful Republican says a deal approved by state university leaders Wednesday night is just the first step. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to eliminate what he calls cancerous diversity practices on campus. Milwaukee State Representative Dora Drake tweets, the fight for underrepresented groups continues. The deal trades downsized diversity efforts for $800 million in state funding. President Biden is coming back to Wisconsin. The White House says the president will be in Milwaukee on Wednesday to talk about his initiatives to help small businesses. It'll be Biden's third visit to Wisconsin this year, and it's a sign of how important Wisconsin is in next year's presidential race. Biden leads Donald Trump 58-48 in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, December 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Goodwill Community Christmas Dinner at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Featuring Bavarian ham, potatoes, veggie, cranberries, dinner rolls, homemade jello salads, and desserts. To reserve a meal, you can call the parish office at 715-339-2222, and all reservations need to be in by December 21st at 3 p.m.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Tampa wins the Battle of the Bays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Buccaneers 34-20. The longer the game, the further Green Bay fell behind. Questions being raised about the future of Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry. Did he provide the right game plan? Packers linebacker Rashawn Gary.
So of course, going into the game, I feel like we got the right game plan. I feel like we were able to execute and come out on top. But to see the breakdown of the game, see how things went right or left, I had to go back, watch film, which I'm about to do in a couple of minutes to see where we went right or wrong. And like I said, come back, make them corrections and get to work.
Is it time to fire Joe Barry? Matt LaFleur.
Now's not the time for that.
Why is that?
Because now's not the time. I'm trying to find solutions and I got to go back and take a look at the film.
NBA, the Bucks with a win over the Rockets, 128-119. And another franchise record for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Another game ball today. Giannis, all-time leading rebounder in Bucks history. I think he has four of those. Points, assists, blocks, now rebounding.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of snow today for high near 20. Winds will be out the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. We're done with snow by tonight, leaving us with mostly clear skies and a low around 7 with a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Winds will stay to the southwest on Tuesday at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30, with partly sunny skies and a high near 30. Wednesday warms up to 36, with mostly sunny skies, and we'll have an east wind up to 10. Thursday will continue to warm up to 38, with partly sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press, and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98 Q Country.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight. Kind of county lie. Kind of cold beer, little hat down, little John Deere. I kind of give a damn, I kind of don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end. I'ma turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be. She likes my old boots, likes to slow down.
Q Country.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Bow, bum ba do ba dow, bubba do bubba dow, bow, bum ba do ba hum ba do, bow, bow.
The weather outside is bright, bow, dum ba do, bow, 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 bow,
hum ba do da
dow. And since we've no place to go, bow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for Papa. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Now the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still
goodbye.
But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, 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 let it snow.
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Christmas Day. This 18th day of December, we're waking up to 17 degrees, and it will be a much cooler day today with temperatures really not rising a whole lot. Only about 20 today with a few morning flurries. We're seeing a little bit of light snow on the ground here this morning. Otherwise, it'll just be a cooler day with periods of clouds and maybe a glimpse of the sun here and there. That wind will be northwest today at about 10 to 20, gusting to 25 at times. We're going to turn the temperatures back up, though, by later in the week. And by Christmas Day, temperatures probably will be about 40, 42 is what they're telling us. So this little dousing of light snow last night may leave you with some optimism for more snow and maybe snowmobiling and stuff like that. Well, don't physically open up the window, but mentally open up the window and throw that idea right out the door, because other than some light snow today, there's really not much mention of any precipitation until we get into Sunday, Monday, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then the talking might get a little bit. But it's going to be so mild. What will it be in the form of? That probably won't be in the form of snow. Lots of stuff from the weekend. We had basketball. We had a little wrestling. We had some hockey. We'll tell you what we know coming up. 7 o'clock sports. We'll pass that along to you, but we give you twice an hour news and sports updates. So let's do that right now at 6:24.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. All along the eastern seaboard, high winds and flooding in some areas in New York City. ABC's Janice Yu on Long Island.
City officials say they are prepared for any damage, any help that residents may need, but definitely a windy morning out here. If you are commuting, keep that in mind. Make sure you're slowing down. Again, we saw a lot of people speeding on the road. Slow down. Take it easy.
That storm causing hundreds of delays and cancellations of flights during a very busy travel period the week before Christmas. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin expected to press Israel to wind down major combat operations in Gaza. He has traveled to Israel this week. France, the UK, and Germany all joining global calls for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. White House and Senate negotiators expected to continue talking today, trying to reach a deal on border security as Donald Trump echoed Nazi rhetoric over the weekend, saying immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is approving $1 billion for all kinds of projects across Wisconsin, including refurbishing local wastewater and stormwater infrastructure. Evers says the spending will modernize Wisconsin's infrastructure and state agency operations. Online shoppers should look out for scam artists. Courtney Anclam is a fraud expert with AARP Wisconsin. She says it's clear more people need to learn the red flags.
We talk about ads on social media. It's sometimes really difficult to discern if that's real or not. You know, the landscape is always shifting. People are maybe not keeping up as much as they should be on some of those new tactics.
She says only 28% passed a recent AARP quiz about warning signs for shopping and gift card scams. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lawrence Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lawrence Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers lose to the Buccaneers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another frustrating day for the Packers, losing 34-20 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
We've had highs and we've had lows, so it's just finding a way to win these games. That's what it comes down to. Got three games left, so, you know, just got to get back to the win column.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Rockets 128-119 at Fiserv Forum, and another franchise record for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Most career rebounds, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Does Giannis see a day his records will be broken?
Well, obviously, they're going to be another player that's going to come along in a couple of years that's going to break all of the records the same way that I don't think anybody assumed that that the kid from Greece that was drafted, supposed to, you know, play in the G League, be in a position to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar record. I don't think anybody thought about that. Hopefully, if I'm not busy with kids and I'm not in the island enjoying my life, I'm going to be here and celebrating him and applauding him.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today, Lori. What do you got for us here?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with two sinks, and four bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpet and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the one-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
If you're in the market for a new tractor, you need to do one little thing. Discover a tractor with best value in class, a two-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and backed by an award-winning dealer network. With some of the highest lift capacity and more standard features included than the competition, you need to check out TYM Tractors. Go to TYMOffers.com right now. Pick your tractor and the offer, and you decide if my idea was a great idea. TYMOffers.com. Go there now. You can thank me later.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, during Staples' print big sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' print big sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of snow today for high near 20. Winds be out the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. We're done with snow by tonight, leaving us with mostly clear skies and a low around 7 with a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Winds will stay to the southwest on Tuesday at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30 with partly sunny skies and a high near 30. Wednesday warms up to 36 with mostly sunny skies and we'll have an east wind up to 10. Thursday will continue to warm up to 38 with partly sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
Hold up a second.
love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the
Christmas and a Happy New Year. 98Q Country.
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Shotgun. I'm sorry, Mama, please don't look at me. Yeah, when I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to dream. Yeah, well, I went to California, and I had me a band. All the bars and all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free. All of my boys and me.
Called 23 at 98Q Country. It's the coldest day we're going to see in a while here, and that we have seen in a while. 20 is all for the high today. I woke up, I looked at the temp, and I thought 17. Well, that's cooler than what we've been having, but it'll probably warm up. It has been, but it won't. Only 20 today. A little bit of dusting, a light snow on the ground in most areas. Temperatures will get near 30 tomorrow, and then probably pushing 40 as we get into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Santa better have some alternative slippery substance on the bottom of those skis, because I don't think there's going to be much snow to be sliding around here in the Park Falls and Phillips area anyway. This temperature is probably going to linger around 40 for Christmas Eve. Christmas Day is what they're telling us right now. It's cool out there right now. A little bit breezy too. 17 is our temperature here with 98Q Country.
The Phillips Area Clergy Association is hosting the Goodwill Community Christmas Dinner on Monday, December 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The dinner location is St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Dine-in, curbside, pickup, or home delivery will be available. The meal will feature Bavarian ham, potato, cranberries, dinner rolls, homemade jello salads, and desserts. This year's host is Victory Christian Center. Call the parish at 715-339-2222 for all reservations by Thursday, December 21st.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of snow today for high near 20. Winds will be out the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. We're done with snow by tonight, leaving us with mostly clear skies and a low around 7 with a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Winds will stay to the southwest on Tuesday at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30 with partly sunny skies and a high near 30. Wednesday warms up to 36 with mostly sunny skies and we'll have an east wind up to 10. Thursday will continue to warm up to 38 with partly sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks. You don't be giving up, and it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
To change everything from my heart to my last name. Hey.
excuse me, Brad Paisley there. 98Q Country. Brace yourself. We're all wimped out here weather-wise, and it's cold out there. 17 is our temp. We're only going to see 20 today. And that wind blowing around north-northwest today at 10 to 20-plus miles an hour. It's going to be a cool day, especially since we're not used to this. Temperatures will get wimpy again real quick. Temperature is probably going to be around 40 for the high for Christmas Day. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this Monday, the 18th day of December, rolling. Focus on the family is what we call it. And it's brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
This time of year, the world is alive with Christmas lights and decorations. But for people going through dark times, the Christmas season may not seem very merry or bright. If Christmas is hard for you this year, I want you to know that you're not alone. The very first Christmas was difficult, too, for a lot of people. Like Mary, Jesus' mother, she's often portrayed as an adult woman who is ready to begin a family. In reality, she was young, unmarried, and became pregnant under scandalous conditions. She may have also faced ridicule for her story about an angel telling her that her baby was conceived by the power of God. And Jesus' birth itself was in an environment better suited for peasants and farm animals than a king. Then there was the terrible event known as the Massacre of the Innocents. The Roman ruler at the time of Jesus' birth was King Herod. When he heard a Jewish prophecy that a king had been born, he felt threatened and ordered the death of every male child in the region near Bethlehem. A lot of people that first Christmas had plenty of reason to lose hope and to question God's faithfulness. But it was into those difficult circumstances that Jesus was born. If you're struggling this Christmas, take heart. There is reason to hope. The first Christmas wasn't about hot cocoa and mistletoe. It was about the Son of God entering into our pain and struggle to bring hope and redemption to all of us. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45, non-smoker, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 800-773-0433. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 800-773-0433. Remember, 800-773-0433. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker underwriting exam required to qualify. That number for TermBusters is 800-773-0433. 800-773-0433.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of snow today at a high near 20. Winds will be out the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. We're done with snow by tonight, leaving us with mostly clear skies and a low around 7 with a southwest wind of 5 to 10. Winds will stay to the southwest on Tuesday at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30, with partly sunny skies and a high near 30. Wednesday warms up to 36, with mostly sunny skies, and we'll have an east wind up to 10. Thursday will continue to warm up to 38, with partly sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
Q Country.
Heading down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way in North Carolina, staring up the road.